I haven't done one of these in a while, but I figured now is the best time to do it. Mainly because I have experience commissioning this artist on several occasions, and currently she is working on a commission for me right now. In fact, it's my first comic commission from her, you know, ever. I mean, I've had her do basically single commissions, basically single pages, you know. One actually is a single page, but it's also an additional page with dialogue. And then I had her do a montage, and now I have her doing a comic. And her name basically is Mel Sky. That's right, Mel Sky, or Mel underline Sky, depending on, you know, where you find her. And you can find her on inkbunny.net. You can find her on DeviantArt. You can even find her on Twitter or X, if you will. I'll provide the links down below if you want to check her. Well, I won't provide her. Okay, let me put it this way. I won't provide, you know, the Ink Bunny or the DeviantArt links, but I will possibly, if I can find it, provide her Twitter link, you know, so you guys can check her out. But Mel Sky and her husband, Todd Starr, are very talented artists, along with their friends like Sonic Guru and others. They are very talented artists, and they do take commissions. Now, do they take a break from commissions at times? Absolutely. They do take a commission break once in a while, once they feel like, hey, you know, we've, you know, done enough financially to take care of what we need to take care of, like bills, you know, rent, you name it, maybe honeymoons, because her and her husband Todd got married not that long ago, and I don't know if they've gone on the honeymoon yet or stuff like that, but they are, you know, but they are, I guess, financially preparing for that if they haven't done it already, as well as some other, you know, things they need to take care of. And the way she takes care of it, it's just like any commission artist out there. They take commissions from people like me. And I will say this. She is very reasonable with her pricing, especially if you have the money. If you're financially secure, you know, with money, you know, you've taken care of stuff that you need to take care of, you know, and you feel like, hey, I want to commission her for something, then you can, you know, go ahead and do that. And like I said, her prices are very reasonable. And she goes through different models with the pricing, you know, drawing models. You can either get a sketch, you can get a flat coloring, whatever. You got all choices. And also, you got a choice of regular commission, or you got a choice of NFSW commission, you got a choice between, you know, clean commission and adult XXX commission. Let's put it that way. And she does a really good job. She really does. There is no doubt about that. In fact, like I said, you know, from my own personal experience, I've commissioned her several times. The first time I commissioned her was with her character, because she and her husband, Todd, have their own Sonic-inspired OCs. Those OCs are Luke, a shape-shifting, I guess you could say, echidna lizard character. I do apologize if I made that mistake in identifying him. But that's basically how his character started off at first, I think, you know, as an echidna, and basically he became more of a shape-shifting lizard-like echidna or something. I can't really describe exactly what he is, so I do apologize to Mel if she's listening. But also then you have her OC character, which is a pink echidna named Sky. Now, like I said, they do have friends as well, you know, that they work with at times. One is Sonic Guru, who also does commissions. And he has he has an OC based on himself called Dan, I think, which is, I think, his real name. I'm not really sure. And then he also has a character called Star the Cat, who I'm assuming is based off his girlfriend. I'm not really sure. So, they do work with a lot of people. They even work with Purity, who's known as Aunt Maria or Maria or Morara, Aunt Morara. With Purity, they do work with her. They do work with people like Chaos Croc, if you will. So they do get around. They do get around and work with a lot of individuals. But I'm going to tell you right now, from what I've seen, she does a really, really good job with the commissions that you give her. And she's also very understanding. She's also very understanding of the fact that, hey, you want to do the commission, but financially, if you're not ready to pay her, she understands that. Which is why she'll give you an invoice, when she does, maybe with a certain time limit, via PayPal. Or if you're understanding, or if you explain to her, hey, please don't send an invoice just yet. Let me get myself financially, stable. She's cool with that too. Me, I just look at opportunities, when I am financially stable to do this because, I don't get to commission and see some of my ideas come to life that often. I really don't. And she was able to bring a lot of these ideas to life. She really was. One, I mean, again, I can't show you what she's, commission, what she what she's drawn for me through commissions, but I will say this. I will say this. What she's drawn, she's done exceptionally well. And I'll also say this. I'll also say this. Even though I like to have it done in a certain way, like I described, the way she does it is very accommodating. Because, I can understand there are certain, areas artists, no matter who they are, will go in. Will they, how, basically there are certain areas they will go in, but not too far. And some are willing to go that far. But some are like, hey, I can do it like this, but not completely the way you're suggesting, which is totally fine. That's totally fine, in my opinion. I have no problem with that. And she's done, again, some exceptional work here. She really has. The first commission I had was of her OC Sky taking a bubble bath. Now, my original idea was to have Sky complete, have her OC Sky completely covered in bubbles, basically from head to toe, face. Everything. Just, she's in the bath and she's completely covered from head to toe, and all you see is her smile and her eyes sticking out, but everything else, every inch of her body is covered in bubbles. That's it. But the way she did it, I think, is very accommodating and very understanding because, hey, when you're trying to draw a character in a bubble bath, from what I understand, the bubbles, from what people say, are usually the trickiest thing to draw. Because they can be very frustrating to get right. So what she did was very, was good, was very good. I'm definitely satisfied with that. Then I asked her to do a drawing of Sky again, this time pressing up, against a shower door, a glass shower door, and then adding in the caption of her inviting Luke, who again is her husband's OC. In the comics or in their little, in their little artistic world, basically she's inviting Luke to come make the shower hotter with her and more steamier. And she's pressed up against the glass door in a very, come hither, pose, if you will. And she kind of has a tongue sticking out and licking the glass a little bit with a seductive look. And, I commissioned her for that and, even though it probably wasn't exactly how I envisioned it, what she did once again was great. It was a perfect idea, perfect representation, I should say, a perfect representation of what I was asking for. Maybe not to the extent of what I wanted, but good enough. Good enough. And over time, I started to kind of learn and understand, okay, you gotta work with the artist, no matter who it is, whether it's Mel Sky, whether it's Jay Foxfire, whether it's Sonic Guru, or anybody else. You got to, whether it's Ash, SF, SF, uh, S, FM, who does animations. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, you got to know how to work within their parameters, if you will. You got to learn how to work within their parameters, because sometimes you might commission an artist to do something, and it'll be kind of out of the comfort zone. They'll be like, yeah, you know, I would, but you know, that doesn't really suit right. That doesn't feel very right with me, and all that. So, and that's understandable. That's understandable, because maybe that's not the forte, and I totally get that. I totally get that and respect that. So by learning that, I decided, okay, what can I do for another commission? And the next commission I did was kind of inspired by a comic she had done for Sonic Guru. Now, Sonic Guru's birthday had, you know, passed when she was around this time frame when she did it. And basically, the comic centered around her OC Sky, basically giving him, you know, giving Sonic Guru's character Dan, you know, a birthday present he wouldn't forget. Long story short, since her husband's OC character Luke is a shapeshifter, you know, she was able to convince him. She was able to convince Sonic Guru's OC character, Dan's girlfriend, Star, and another friend of theirs to go to a lesbian bar with Luke disguised as Sky. You know, because that's one of the things, that's one of the most popular, artistic, you know, drawings, stories, comics, if you will, you know, that they like to do on occasions, and that's basically Luke turning into Sky, you know, in front of Sky, and them getting it on in a very NFSW erotic lesbian way. But anyway, getting back to the inspiration for the third commission, basically in the comic, she has her OC character explain, you know, the fact that she got her shape-shifting boyfriend, fiance, to turn into her and go with Sonic Guru's girlfriend, you know, his dance character girlfriend, Star, and another friend of theirs to a lesbian bar, you know, with the understanding that she was going to basically, you know, give Dan a night that he, you know, a birthday night he would not forget. And let's just say, you know, it was not, and let's just say, based on the third page, it was definitely a night he wouldn't forget, because basically the ticket that she gave him in the birthday box basically described, here's a, you know, one time only pass to do whatever you want with me. Do whatever your heart desire. In other words, basically, you want to get it on, let's get it on kind of deal. You know what I'm saying? But that inspired me to do a commission, and I had to make sure I got the okay with Sonic Guru, and she contacted him, and it was cool with him, you know, because I guess they're fine with working with each other and, you know, using each other's characters without a problem, you know, so it was okay with him. So the third commission was a montage, that's what I'm trying to say, and I do apologize, I am tired, I did work today. And it's catching up to me now. But anyway, the third commission was a montage. That's what I was trying to say. The third commission was a montage of, you know, her and Sonic Guru's OC character, based, I assume, on his girlfriend, Star the Cat, getting it on in a very lesbian way. Basically having lesbian sex, erotic sex, whatever you want to call it. And it was just basically three poses. Them kissing, them doing scissoring, and then them kissing again afterwards. You know, you get the idea. And again, I can't really show it because if I was to show it here on YouTube, you know, or anywhere, I'd be in deep doo-doo. I'll put it that way. So yeah, you know, so basically, going back to what I was saying earlier, by having her do that third commission inspired by that third and final page she did for Sonic Guru's birthday comic, you know, that was also, like I said, a way to kind of understand the parameters you know, of working with the artist, basically getting the artist to do a story, do something for you, but also work with them and what they can do and maybe what's in the comfort zone and all that. So the third one I have her doing right now is involving her OC character Sky, Sonic Guru's OC character Star, and another OC character she created recently called Terry, basically in a threesome. And let's just say the ending, it's kind of what I want, but not entirely, but I'm cool with that because, again, I understand the parameters, I get what she's doing, you know, and honestly, it does make visually because, you know, she is showing me drafts, like the first draft, the flat liner draft, if you will, and all that, the flat line draft, you know, basically, if you're an artist, you know what I mean. You know, you got the sketch, then you got the ink, you get the idea. So she's showing me basically the progress. And by seeing the second, you know, stage of the progress of the commission, I can definitely say that, yeah, it may not be what I was envisioning in my head, but it's close enough and I'm cool with that because, again, it works within her parameters. It really does. And again, her prices are very reasonable. They really are. I mean, honestly, like I said, if you can afford it, you know, I would definitely, you know, recommend commissioning her in the future because she does really good. She does really good work. She really does. You know, whatever you want her to commission, you know, for you, you know, kind of draw for you as a commission, I should say. You know, if it's in, from what I can understand, and Mel, I apologize if I get this wrong, but whatever you want her to draw as a commission, if it's in her parameters, in her comfort zone, I'm sure she'll be cool with it. I'm sure she would be. I mean, honestly, if you look at her portfolio, she's done two, and this is something she may have done earlier, but and she did a good job at this. She really did. There's two, I guess you could say illustrations that she did, three maybe, two or three, where she has herself, or has her OC character Sky, and another OC character, which, you know, called Ruby, basically transformed into a chocolate and marshmallow slime girls, so slime echidnas. That's basically what she has. And, you know, I look at that and I'm thinking, yeah, that probably gives me an idea for the next commission. But if I do it, if I give her another commission and we go, let's say, the slime echidna route that she did kind of with the chocolate ruby marshmallow sky direction, I wonder, would she be willing to do a fusion? You know, see, that's the key, because I'm not sure if that would be something she'd be into. Like, okay, I'll take Ruby, I'll take Sky, I'll turn them back into slime echidnas made of marshmallow and chocolate, smoosh them together, and oh, here's Ruby Sky, a fusion of both. You know, would she be cool with that? I'm not really sure, but. We'll have to see. But overall, in the end, guys, I do recommend Mel Sky, you know, as somebody to look into for commissions. Again, her prices are very, very reasonable. And, you know, just take my word for it. You know, you will definitely enjoy what you get out of what, you know, you commission her for. You definitely will. You know, and again, you know, to me, it's, you know, she is somebody that you do have to work within the parameters of, depending on what you commission of. And, you know, I'm being honest with you, you know, she will, you know, draw, you know, she will draw whatever you, you know, whatever you ask her to, as long as she's cool with it, as long as it's something that doesn't make her feel uncomfortable, and it's something that, you know, even though you might envision it one way, the way she'll give it to you, but trust me when I say this, will be satisfactory, and you, even though you envision it one way, will be happy with what you'll see. But anyway, guys, I just wanted to do this web recommendation on Mel Sky. Mel, if you're watching and listening to this, I want to thank you for what you've done for me so far with the commissions. And again, that last thing I said about there about a future commission and everything about, you know, hey, turning Sky and, you know, into a slime echidna again, made of marshmallow along with Ruby or maybe even Star or Terry and doing a fusion. You know, that is something I'm thinking about, but we'll see. But we'll see if that's something you would look into in the future. Anyway, though, guys, let me know what your thoughts are down below. Comment if you like. Again, I do recommend checking her out. I think you will truly enjoy what she brings to the table. And until then, I am out.